KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
You. big thing. Late for my job and the traffic was bad. Had to borrow 10 bucks from my old man. It ain't no big thing. I went to a party last Saturday night. I told you that story, it'd be alright. It ain't no big thing, but I know what I like. I know I like dancing with you. And I know what you like.
Fiber Plus Internet is now available in Sandpoint and King Cove. GCI offers high-speed internet in your community at the same plans and pricing as in Anchorage. More information is available at gci.com/internet.
Touch the We danced, swept away for a moment. sounds wild.
Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. The long, dark back of a big whale breaks the surface of the Gulf of Alaska. It's not a humpback. It's much bigger. It's a fin whale. Fin whales are the world's second biggest whales, after blue whales, and can be 85 feet long. They spend winters feeding in cold, polar waters, and migrate to spend summers in warm, tropical waters. But the location of their summer breeding and calving areas are not known. And because fin whales travel far offshore, they are difficult to track. In November of 2024, a 47-foot-long juvenile fin whale washed up dead onto the Anchorage mudflats near one of the city's most popular hiking trails. Whale strandings are fairly routine in Alaska, but this event on the tidelands of Alaska's largest city is exceptional. Although fin whales' range includes the Gulf of Alaska and the Bering Sea, all the way to the Arctic Ocean, they are rarely seen. But this dead whale was seen by thousands of people who braved cold weather to see the whale and watch biologists take samples and examine the carcass for clues to how it died. There were no signs that the whale was hit by a ship, and there were no rope marks or signs of entanglement, but samples may provide answers. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.
Well,
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
It's alright, close the door to my little room, starts to